The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. My name is Alex Dunn and I've been joined by Sean Quinn to look ahead to the best of Monday's racing. We're going to look at three races at Kempton, as well as looking back at the best of the weekend's action. First things first, how's things, Sean Quinn?
All's good, Alex. How are you?
Yeah, not bad, not bad.
Good,
we'll kick things off looking back at Weatherby. Obviously, Charlie Hall Day. Harry Topper was... I won't say a surprise winner, but I think many people expected Long Run to get the job done, and Long Run was very disappointing. But Harry Topper, a deserved winner.
He was a deserved winner on the day, wasn't he? There was absolutely no fluke about it. He's shown a gritty attitude to ahead Wayward Prince and keep battling, because I thought Wayward Prince looked as if he might come back at Harry Topper at one stage, but he stuck his neck out. There's four lanes back to Union East and a long, long way back then to Beneficent and Long Run. Master of the Hall was a faller. Cape Tribulation, of course, pulled up. It was a rather unsatisfactory race, wasn't it, for the punter? Simply because the big guns never really got into it, Alex, nor did they look like getting into it. Long Run, his jumping was moderate. He clouted one down the back, and that was what really put him under pressure. And, he left Weatherby yesterday with question marks hanging over him, really, didn't he? Okay, we knew he was going to improve for his first run of the season, but he shouldn't have run that far below form.
No, I'd agree with that. Be interesting to see what happens with him next. But Harry Topper deserved victor, as was Tidal Bay, who just keeps going, doesn't he?
Tidal Bay, what a great horse. And, it looked coming to the last hurdle as if Medinas had, would put the race to bed. He kicked on from the rest of the field. But lurking in behind was old Tidal Bay, Sammy Twiston Davis stoking the horse up. And I thought the horse put in a really good performance. Flew home, as is his usual wont. And I thought he was given a good ride by Sam Twiston Davis. This is a horse who isn't an easy ride. Ruby Walsh got a great tune out of him on so many occasions, but Ruby Walsh is a jockey of the highest calibre. And, at times you felt that if anyone else was riding the horse, they might have struggled on him. But that wasn't the case yesterday with Sam Twiston. And, a good performance from Tidal Bay and a good ride by his young jockey.
Absolutely. And also a winner for you in the shape of Cockney Sparrow.
Yeah, she won the Mare's Hurdle, the listed race. Good performance from her. I was quite taken by the performance, really. She's beaten some pretty good mares in behind her. They were the best of the British mares. I know there are a couple of good ones lurking in Ireland in the shape of Annie Power and Corvega, but in terms of our good mares over here, I thought that we saw them all in action in that race yesterday, and she's beaten them. Okay, she was receiving weight from some of them. That won't be the case in the future, but the way she's beaten them, Alex, you'd imagine that they might struggle to reverse the form.
Could have certainly a rather nice season with her.
Fingers crossed.
Okay, then we will move on to the three races that we're going to look at on Monday. We'll kick things off with the 105 from Kempton Park. It's a novice's hurdle over 2 miles. 18 runners go to post. Doesn't look the easiest here, Sean.
No, it's a little bit of a minefield, but I'd imagine the horses hailing from some of the bigger yards will come to the fore here. Volnay de Tye is clearly the most interesting horse in the race. Nicky Henderson trains this horse, and Barry Garrity is over in Kempton Park tomorrow, which is no surprise given that they've got some nice horses running. Volnay de Tye could be anything. He's got to carry a penalty as a result of him winning last time out. That win came 139 days ago in France. if I won't profess to know how strong his French form is, Alex, but clearly a horse that coming out of France and joining Nicky Henderson's yard immediately sets the alarm bells ringing, doesn't it, as a horse who could be quite a promising type, and I'm looking forward to seeing him. You've got John Ferguson's horse, Bugler's Dream, who is unraced on the over jumps. He's had one run on the flat that came 2 years ago at Sandown in a maiden. We don't know a great deal about him. You couldn't put him forward with any confidence, therefore. But the horse that I do like here is Devon Drum, Paul Webber's horse. This horse hasn't been seen for quite a long time in the National Hunt sphere. He ran in two bumpers. He won a Newbury bumper and finished eighth behind the new one in the Aintree bumper. But he ran a really good second, I thought, in a maiden at Kempton last time out towards the start of October. That run should have put him just plumb for this, Alex. And I think he could be quite a nice novice hurdler this season, Devon Drum.
Okay then, so Devon Drum the pick there in the 105.
He is.
The 240 is the next race that we'll look at. It's a handicap hurdle over 2 miles and 5 furlongs. And the interesting runner here is, of course, Grand Cru, making a seasonal appearance for the Pipes.
Isn't he just, yeah, Grand Cru running back over hurdles once again. Of course, his last run came over hurdles at Aintree. And he was rather disappointing there. His career just hasn't taken off over fences as I'd hoped and thought that it would. He was a brilliant novice up until the Cheltenham Festival of 2012, when he could only finish fourth in the Sun Alliance Chase. And last season was rather disappointing. He pulled up in the Paddy Power Chase at Cheltenham. He finished third then in the King George. That was a good run, but again he's pulled up at Cheltenham in January, so you've got to sort of take a leap of faith to side with Grand Cru again. But two things that he has going for him is, one, that he was a very good hurdler, Alex, and two, he's always appeared best this side of Christmas rather than after Christmas. So he's got some good form at this time of year in recent seasons, so hopefully we can see him at his best. If he is to underperform, well, there's some pretty nice horses assembled. The Crafty Butcher has come over from Ireland, Michael Horrigan getting this horse qualified for the Potemps final at Cheltenham next March. Barry Geraghty takes the ride. He comes here seeking a hat trick, does the Crafty Butcher, following on from a brace of wins at Listowel and Goran Park. He's improving and could be a big danger to all here. You've got God's Own, who were unseated last time out at Chepstow. He was sent off favourite for the hurdle race of that day, but his form last year as a novice was steadily progressive, and he could be an interesting horse during this second season over hurdles. So, and also another horse that we should mention having his second season over hurdles is Seventh Sign, who was last seen in winning form 192 days ago at Chepstow. That was in April. And he's just had the 4 starts over hurdles to date, so there could be further improvement to him. But no doubting that Grand Cru is the most interesting horse in this race, and I'll give him the vote.
Okay, then the final race that we'll look at is the 310 from Kempton. It is a chase over 2.5 miles, 6 runners down to go to post. What do you fancy here, Sean?
Well, I think that this could be a shootout between Theatre Guide and Hadrian's Approach. Bury Parade is also a very interesting horse, but I think Theatre Guide and Hadrian's Approach bring just the slightly stronger form to the table than Nichols Charge. We last saw Theatre Guide at Newton Abbott in April. He was he won a novice chase that day. He pulled up at the Cheltenham Festival in one of the novice races there, but his form was quite good. He was unlucky when falling at Kempton back in February, and I think that might have dented his confidence at Cheltenham. He looked to be coming with a winning run, Theatre Guide at Kempton, and it was just most unfortunate that he did fall. But he's a good jumper in the main, this horse, and no, I think he's got to be a player, as does Hadrian's Approach. As I say, this horse was consistent. He was just below the very best novice chasers last year. Was Nicky Henderson's Charge, but he's got a third place finish at the Cheltenham Festival to his name in the Sun Alliance Chase. That's very, very good for me. Disappointed a touch, I suppose you could say, at Sandown on the last day of the season. But he'd had a long season, and it might have just been catching up with him, because I did expect him to just about win that race. But he's going to be very interesting this year as a second season chaser, and he gets the vote for me here.
Okay then, best of luck with those picks, Sean. Thank you for your time, and enjoy the action.
Many thanks, Alex.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.